You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio with our fantastic friends. We have in studio with us Carissa Schaefer, the proprietor extraordinaire of Knife and Tine and the Arrogant Frog in Concord 55. She's building an empire, so look out. Don't even get in her way. She ain't playing. She's got a wonderful event this Saturday and Sunday at Knife and Tine for the release of Beauty and the Beast. So there's the Princess Parlor. Princess Parlor and Gaston's Pub.
Tavern.
I've heard it both ways. Also joining us in studio are Andrew and Brooke from DePaul University. They've done a great job of sharing information about how making sure students are aware of their health and well-being, emotional, physical, and feeling as though there's a safe space for them to find help wherever they are. And we also have Jesse in studio, who made the most amazing cocktail. And I'm so sorry that Mike Heideman, who's on the line. I'm not sorry, Mike, because you're having a blast down there, having your own fun and doing all those things. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Wait, there's cocktails and I'm not there?
I know.
Sorry, Mike.
Okay, a full disclosure. I actually told Tom not to tell you this. I said, don't tell anybody. Don't tell Mike, but this has been one of my favorite shows. And he goes, well, actually, we have to give a lot of credit to Mike. So there you go. I think this all works out very well.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that you guys are having fun without me. I'm trying to do my best.
You booked Rick Bayless and Tom recorded that. He produced the segment. So all kudos all around. Congratulations and thank you for such a great evening. Thank you for putting that all together for me.
Well,
for
of
us,
course.
For the listeners.
Can I just tell you how hungry I am after listening to that interview with Rick? Oh my gosh. Frontera is so good. I want to just bite into it right now.
Then I shouldn't tell you that he brought me food as well. I'm just saying. I mean, I did not expect that, right? Like, to be honest with you, when Carissa comes, I don't always, like, it's not a necessary, just so you know, it's not a requirement of you being in studio, just so you're aware. It's always, and I got very excited. I do a happy dance.
Do you think the chef would let me come here without food?
probably not. Although, Mike, you know what night I wish you had been here for was, although it was a rough night, was election night. It was, but Carissa and Hannah brought some of the most amazing cocktails and comfort food. I had mac and cheese with bacon in it. I mean, if you're in a weather,
also dressed up.
Yes, you were. If we're in a weather drama like that, you know, complete surprise for everybody. Mm. Well, for most people, but yeah, it was a great way. So I also want to thank you for bringing to our attention the documentary about Michael Brown in the Ferguson shooting. Was that a documentary that you had the opportunity to see?
I had not, but that has been on the tip of everyone's tongue throughout the festival. There's so many cool socially impacted films that are coming out. The one about Michael Brown is so interesting. There's also one that's called Serve Like a Girl, which is about the female military people who are fighting in the wars, and just the fact that they're over there and what they're doing for the country. And at the premiere, the women who were who the film was focused on were at the premiere and they went on stage. So right now here in Austin, it's all about like positive feelings. And the Michael Brown one, yes, it's a hard subject to grasp, but you know, all these films are really trying to advocate for social good, which is an awesome thing.
That sounds like such a great event, because Andrew was saying before we got on the phone with you that his question is, why isn't he there? I'm not sure if you can help him with that, but I think you can tell him why he should be there next year.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, Andrew, jump on here and I don't know. Why aren't you
yeah,
there?
Grab a last-minute flight.
There's an easy way to get in the car and just drive down here. It's an amazing festival. And you know the cool thing is, like, I have the badge and everything, and you know, I learned to talk my way into these events and everything, but there's so many cool free things that you can do down at South by Southwest that it's worth it for anybody to just take the shot to come down here to Austin, Texas at least once in your life.
Well, I'm a Texas native, so it might be time to go back to the motherland for a little visit.
I think
they're
so.
They're calling you back.
I agree.
Austin, Texas weird. Is calling.
What did you see today?
Today, so Patty, like I mentioned yesterday, today is like where the music really, really kicked off. So today was all about eating good grub and seeing great music here in Austin. I put Torchy's for tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I know we were mentioning that. Mm-hmm. I went to this amazing place called El Camino Casino, which supposedly has one of the best burgers in Austin.
Andrew, have you heard of El Camino Casino?
Oh, no, I just like the way this is, like, headed.
He's like, tell me more. Tell me more about the food at the El Camino Casino, and how was it?
It was fantastic. It had like a Kuma's Corner vibe.
Okay.
Heavy metal. The guy who took my my ID at the door, he had like spikes on his leather jacket and like three teeth missing, which I thought was amazing.
You're like, that's commitment. Amazing. Wow.
Yeah. Burger suggestions. Yeah, he gave me burger suggestions, and I didn't really take them because I don't know if I trusted him. But
he lost his teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you're like, you're like, is that in a burger related incident? Yeah. I just need to know.
Yeah, it was really cool. I felt a little out of place there for the time being because when you place your order, they scream your name really loud and they make jokes over the loudspeaker and everything, and you're around all these tough cookies. So it was a really cool place. The burger, surprisingly good. I was kind of worried there for a second, so I tried that place and I was very happily surprised.
And you were there for a full week, so you're not. I mean, you're submerging yourself. Am I saying the right word? Being submerged.
Yeah.
Yes, into this entire experience. Is there ever like a little bit of fatigue where you're just like, okay, I'm seeing a lot. I need to remove myself from the sensory overload.
Oh, Patty, let me tell you, my feet are killing me. I've been doing so much walking, and yeah, of course, there's a lot of times I want to just pull up a blanket next in an alley and just put the nap in it.
Do you not do that? I don't care how tempting that is, and doesn't sound very tempting, but please don't do that. Power through.
It'd be me and the guy from El Camino Casino.
Exactly. Now you know how he lost his teeth, was falling asleep in an alley during South by Southwest. He just wanted to snuggle.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the fatigue sets in. But that's why, you know, they have an app here, so you're able to organize your day pretty well. But I'm a one man wrecking machine right now, so I have my day planned from about 10 in the morning until about right now when I'm talking to you. I'm actually surprised. I'm fueled by these Java drinks that they give you in the press room, and lots and lots and lots of coffee.
And what is what do the kids do in the press room? I mean, like, are they blogging? Are they, do you see them in the corner, like, recording something and sending it back to their stations?
Yeah. It's so bizarre because you're here and it's a global audience and it's a global scale of all these people that come from, you know, all over the world. So I was talking to a reporter from China who was telling me that he was there for the tech portion of the festival, and he was talking about how Korean pop is kind of taking over a lot of the Eastern world. And we were talking about music with that. And then I look over to the other corner, and there's somebody from Spain who's writing an article for their like local Herald. And then I'm hearing other people talking about in Seattle, they're from an NPR station. They're talking. And we have Greg Kot, who I heard is in town from the Chicago Tribune, and he's doing write-ups as well. So it's kind of cool, like, to have that whole thing. But there is a massage table, and I've yet to use
it. What? In the press room, in the media room?
Yes, because everyone is so exhausted from, you know, all the typing we have to do.
Sounds like a hard life.
Why haven't you hit that up yet?
They're doing tech stuff, and you're thinking about hanging out in an alley.
Yeah, go drool on that table is all I'm saying.
Right? I'm trying to get into it, but there's a long line. I guess that's my only.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that. Are they being massaged in public, or is there like a screen?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not like they're getting like disrobing and they're jumping out.
No, but still. Are you disrobing though?
Exactly. No, but it is so weird to like be sort of massaged in public. Am I wrong about?
No, that's
well,
weird.
Yeah, to be
that's
laying weird. In like a room weird. With other press and yeah. people are blogging and you're getting rubbed down.
Although you and I have been at King Spa, so we're up
that's
for anything.
True, yeah,
that's happening.
I was like live tweet it. Everyone is looking at me now. Cucumbers are out.
See, now we have a goal. Michael, you need to live tweet your massage in the media room.
Yeah.
This sounds a lot like Brian Alzheimer's segment.
It does.
They have now sprayed me with juices.
See, now that's the thing. There are so many people from this station that are someplace warmer. You somehow avoided the snowstorm this week.
I can't believe that. How is it?
It's
not great.
Fine.
This
fine.
Gone. It like melted today.
It's fine. Yeah.
I didn't know it was supposed to snow.
We've gone through the next four seasons in about 24 hours here.
It's not fine. You're lying, Andrew, but thank you for playing along.
Just woke up on Sunday.
Jeff Carlin has been messing with me from Mexico.
Yeah. The rest of the Rokan show is down in Mexico.
Not yeah. amused.
Did you see the picture of the shot that Brian Alzheimer took between his knees?
No.
He took a picture of his, because, yeah, that, yes, Tom, that happened.
Gross.
Yeah, no, but he's no. It's of the ocean, of course.
Oh, that's cute.
Kind of. It's his knees, though. It's, I see. It's, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I need a picture. You know, I think that you should look at that picture that, that Brian Alzheimer took and took one to mock it. That's what I need.
I'm going to create a meme of it, actually.
While getting massaged.
I think so, where you put your knees up and take a shot of, like, Mick Fleetwood. Could you find Mick Fleetwood again and say, hey, I need to do this really weird thing?
The Golden Lilac Man?
Or Bill Nye, the science guy, yeah. Right? Bill Go Nye, track him down and say, this is going to be really weird. And just stick with me on this. Or,
science rules.
Or you take a picture of your knees and it looks like they're photobombing. That, they don't have to know that you're doing it.
I'm pretty sure
they both have temporary restraining orders on me already. So.
Mike, you have homework, so you better get busy.
Are there any goals? Do you have any celebrity sightings that you're aiming for?
Yeah.
Yes, so I'll continue. So today was a phenomenal day because there was a lot of complications. So Mick gave his speech today. He gave his keynote speech today. And then after that, I went to go and see the Abbott Brothers, which, by the way, Patty, if there's, you know, South by Southwest is all about discovering new music. I put these guys on the shelf for too long. The Abbott Brothers are my new favorite band. They are fantastic.
What do you mean you put them on the shelf? I don't know what that means.
I had heard about them for about like 6 months, and people kept saying, the Abbott Brothers, you should listen to them. Oh, and I'm sorry, the Abbott Brothers.
I've heard it both ways.
And, and they kept saying, you got to listen to this band. Didn't listen to them, heard them tonight for the first time live in concert, blew me away. And so I photographed their show tonight, and then the weirdest thing that ever happened, you know, last night was Wu-Tang, and I saw Seth Rogen in the crowd. Tonight, I'm leaving the Avett Brother concert, and we're done in the photo booth, not in the photo booth, the photo pit, and I bump shoulders with this dad looking guy, and here it is, Judd Apatow. So I give him a big old high five.
Whoa! I love it. Michael, it sounds like you're having an amazing trip. We look forward to talking to you again tomorrow night. Again, now you have goals. Massage table, live
massage
tweeting,
table.
And pictures from between your knees.
Yep.
In order for that to make sense, you have to look at Jeff Altimer's picture of the ocean, so that we're clear.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Tom Hush, I need to teach you that rim shot, because that would have been a perfect time for that.
Oh.
The what?
This is like straight out of context.
I don't have time to
sure.
get it, because Nick D's show is up yep. next. Otherwise, I would try to find it for you, but I can't. No, I don't know how to pull. I don't know how to pull the index up. Next time, you know what? It'll be a delayed rim shot tomorrow night. Lise won't Absolutely. Know why it's happening, but we'll do it anyway. Mike,
hey, it was great talking to you. I miss you a bunch.
Miss you too. And also, everyone can follow Mike Heidemann on Facebook. Mike Heidemann, traditional spelling.
Two ends.
Heidemann, how it sounds with two ends. Thanks, Mike. Have a great time.
All right, Patty. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much. And I want to thank Andrew and Brooke, our guests in the studio, all the guests that we had on the show tonight. Thank you.
This is awesome.
Thank you very much. Look forward to having you back very soon.
Oh, we
well.
Will be back.
I know.
Anytime you want.
They're like, we're here. Oh, they're knocking on the door. Can we come in?
We love radio.
Thank you so much to Knife and Tyne, Carissa, and Jesse for bringing you wonderful treats. We'll see you all at Knife and Tyne on Saturday and Sunday for the Beauty and the Beast event they're hosting with Gaston's Tavern. And the Princess Parlor, all at 1417 West Fullerton Avenue in Lincoln Park. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.